Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's a fantastic Friday. We're live on Loudmouth Radio. I hope everyone is super excited about today. It is March 15th, 2019, and we live and we popping. I hope everyone is really excited to hear us because we're excited to talk about everything that's going on in the sun. Because why is a live show of Freedom Friday conversation of the happenings, current events happening around Metro Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Florida, and beyond. And, of course, the world is what it is, so we got a lot to talk about today. And I'm sure that everyone is super excited about being a part of the conversation. So our studio lines are open, 347-826-7520. If you dial in and hit the 1 on your keypad, we'll be able to see that you want to talk to us, and we'll bring you on live. And if you don't, well, just listen. And if you're online, specifically can't call in and just want to listen to us live on air, we are available right now at blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio with two D's, and you can pull us up. So I want to say good morning to my awesome, awesomest hostesses, the mostesses, Sterling and Jazzy. How y'all feeling? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy fantastic Friday. Hello, everyone.
Happy, darling. Happy. How are
you
this morning?
How's my fabulous ladies?
Oh, my God. We're doing so freaking well on this Friday. I can't even express how good we are because we're actually on location doing some coverage for our sister part of the Loudmouth Network, which is Loudmouth TV. And I'm going to let Sunny tell you where we are because we are in a fabulous location doing some really kind of serious serious coverage on serious topics, but with some beautiful people in a beautiful place. And drum roll. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what kind of drum roll that was, but Sunny, tell everybody where we are and why we're here.
Oh, my
Ta-da.
God. Yes. So we are live in the beautiful area of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Yes.
Sterling, yes.
I love it because I said on my Facebook, I posted a picture of you, Jazzy, and I said, we're live from around the world.
Yes, God. And you never know what part. Just keep up with us, right? But we're super excited, like
exactly.
Jazzy said. We're growing as a network. All of our hosts are just really, really diving in on their quests and their personal desires. And, you know, we're really excited about the things that we're growing and developing and extending to it. I know Sterling has talked about, you know, his excursions of travel. And anybody that knows us knows that Jazzy and I constantly stay in a position to just try to keep a pleasurable opportunity of work along with experiences. And that's what life is all about, right? We're developing content for our TV series, Loudmouth TV is off the market. We're also continuing to grow and expand other content. We actually have, my wife, as everyone knows, loves coffee. So the Perfect Blend Cafe, we talk about coffee, we talk about food, and, of course, the different locations. And, you know, we even throw some beer in there, you know, to all our craft beer brewers around the world. We got some things coming for you. So it's just always an awesome time, right? And then our beautiful wizard, Sterling, with Sterling Select, he's going to just give you everything he got. He's going to share some things as he's on his path as well of growing and extending his business and his platform. And I'm going to let Sterling give you guys more info on that as we all can. And
before you do that, let me interrupt you, because you see how she went around the world and didn't tell you why we were here in Puerto Rico. Besides loving this experience, we are definitely here. As you know, Fantastic Fridays always is going to bring you some political and some global and community information. But we're here because we wanted to come to Puerto Rico and just do the coverage on the rebuild and how people are getting along without, quote-unquote, America, even though Puerto Rico is part of America. I say it's the takeover of America, and it's still Puerto Rico as its own independence. I believe anywhere you speak your own language is still a country, and America just tiptoed in and took over. But that's neither here nor there. We're here to see how the people of Puerto Rico have band together to still allow this beautiful place to be vibrant and a successful place to live and play. And so we want it to be able to what are you telling me with my mic? Can anybody hear me? Can you hear me now? My producer's in the studio saying, get your mic together. So nonetheless, we wanted to be able to bring to everybody what's going on here in Puerto Rico and if it was as good or bad as people are saying. But what I'm telling you, so far, we see some of the areas that face some devastation. But when I say Puerto Ricans have come together, sweetheart, and pulled this place back to a wonderful and enjoyable space, it really is. So we wanted to come here and do that live and to find out how people are feeling about the lack of involvement from the sitting, well, almost as a sitting duck. That's a good term for today.
Right.
That's in all this, the quack, quack. But anyway, that's why we're here, and we're enjoying the space. It's absolutely beautiful. We actually are in a beautiful, what do you call this? I don't know what you call
lobby.
This. No, it's not the lobby. It's an aerial. Sterling, what do you call the place where you sit, where it's like the entrance and the garden and trees and koi ponds? I forgot what you call this. Like they have a little gazebo.
Like a courtyard. I don't know.
Yeah, a courtyard. There you go. I don't know why I lost that sound. So anyway, that's
Jesus.
Why we're here in Puerto Rico. So we'll have that coming up for you on Loudmouth TV very soon for you to see that. But we'll post a few pictures to show you the beautiful surroundings that we're in. And Sterling, as usual, is in the beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida area, where it is stunning almost every day there. And
speaking of courtyards, I just stepped out. I came in because it was a little loud outside because the vehicles drive by my I have a private courtyard up at my house and at my home, and I was sitting out having my coffee in my courtyard waiting for us to go on air, but I did come back in because it's quieter inside. But, yes, I'm in Tampa Bay today. You know, Miss Alicia and I will be leaving in April, and in April and May we will be in Columbia as we start to set up the business down there. And
Medellin.
And we're excited about that, but yes, right now I'm back here. I don't really want people to know I'm back, but that's a whole other, you know. I'm back behind the walls of my courtyard in my house and my home. I'm inside the palace hiding.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen Wizard.
I'm inside the wizard's palace hiding, okay? You know, as I regain my strength. But, you know, and we'll transition where we're talking about world affairs and being in Colombia and being behind walls. Can we move into world affairs since we're going to be a short. Let's get to Venezuela. let's get the Venezuela, which is Colombia's neighbor, and we are about to come from behind our walls there at the embassy. I think this is the day that they will have left completely. Everybody, I think, was going to be out Friday, Saturday, this weekend. The U.S. is giving up their embassy, coming out, because, you know, the last week, basically, the people of Venezuela, and especially the capital city, have had no electricity. Zip.
That's right.
My Lindo Victor was down to 3 cans of tuna fish and everything in the refrigerator, the medicine for his father, everything is gone.
Oh my God, it's gone.
And this is not, you know, this is not his situation is not uncommon. We're talking about people basically trying to get water wherever they can get water. The services were down inside there. So as we talk about that's how desperate the people are, as this man tries to hold and keep control of a country that I'm taken back and forth about our stance here, but the fact that anybody that is supposedly the elected official would allow this to happen to his citizens, to me, at that point, he does not deserve to be their president.
At all.
Okay.
At all, period.
For whatever reason the U.S. and, you know, and the United Nations, nations that are behind the U.S. in supporting the Congress president as the intern president till they can hold fair elections. The fact that that this man would jeopardize, you know, millions. I mean, Caracas is a major city. We're talking like Chicago having no services, nothing.
Wow.
And just leaving. You're there too. I mean, this is where I said I'm not sure how I feel about this, because we kind of abandoned Puerto Rico. So, you know, in one sense, we're trying to take the high ground with this situation. This is what I'm saying. This is why I said I'm not sure who, what, where to trust here. Because on one hand, we're like saying we're the humanitarians, but in our own country, we didn't even come in. Yes, exactly. Thank you. So
you're absolutely right.
This is not
you're
okay.
Absolutely right.
So in one sense, you just wonder some days, girls, how we talk about it. You just wonder some days, what is the political gains here? What are the reasons behind abandoning one of your, I mean, Puerto Rico is our 51st state. You know, since the Spanish-American War, and we decided not, you know, we decided politically, again, to let Cuba go, but keep, you know, Puerto Rico, the Philippines, and a few other of the Spanish colonies as part of our fold. Puerto Rico has been a party of the United States. They are Commonwealth, which is just like Pennsylvania. They are basically our 51st state, and they have voted. You know, it's not that long ago, but basically they voted to join the union. They just haven't done it because there isn't a 52nd state. I mean, that's they don't want to change the flag.
Right,
that's how they make
it. Right. But at this point, though, why would they, though, when your own sitting duck of a president, and yes, I did say that, when your own president of the U.S. and Puerto Rico being a part of that says to you, you know, you need your president to take care of you, and then having to be told, well, dude, you are our president. You came in, you wanted us. We didn't ask you to take us. You wanted us. Now do what you need to do. And you're absolutely right, Sterling, when it comes down to us being the humanitarian court inside the quotation marks, the humanitarian nation, and then we treat all of our states so horribly, and especially, you know, during a time when we're at our nature's, what do you call it, when we're at the hands of nature with hurricanes and fires and things like that, and you have federal monies that are not being given to these states,
natural disasters.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And then for us to then turn around and say, oh, but this dictator over here is doing this, or this president or this, you know, leader is doing this. Who are we?
Who are we, exactly?
Really?
How can we take a high road? And this is actually what the dictator is using against us. Manuel, what he says when Trump speaks, sorry I mentioned his name, but when he speaks, you know, the other guy says, well, you can't point a finger at me. You can't tell me
exactly.
I'm bad when you're, I mean, and guess what? The guy's right. You know, there's a certain point is, you know this, if it's like I asked you the other day about how should I feel about my one situation, should I be compassionate about racism? Okay, I can't walk the walk if I can't, I mean, I can't talk about it if I'm not willing to walk it.
That's it. That's right. You're exactly right. You're 1,000% correct.
So I may not like something, and this is what I mean, is that we may not like that this guy is in charge, but you can't go in there and tell and pick. You can't pick on certain situations that you're causing yourself.
Right.
Okay, here's a prime example. As much as we adore Obama, we all know Obama fell short with Detroit and the water and the and
that's
the
right.
City.
That's right.
Up that
the Flint
water.
Yeah.
I mean, they.
Right.
Yeah.
Flint. I love them, and there's lots of things that he's done correctly. But from what I understand, from documentaries to interviews to newspaper articles, they can expose that we fell short up there. We left the people of Flint still they're in bad situation.
Yeah, still. And
and as you're there on location, you know, Jazzy, you're there, Sonny, you're there. We have fell short in Puerto Rico.
We're going to interview some people right on the ground and really ask some real, wholehearted, transparent truth about their feelings about Puerto Rico rebuilding the U.S. mainland and community and what it means to have to bootstrap. You know, just really hear what their situations and thoughts are. I mean, hear their thoughts and stuff about the situation.
Things we've heard other people say.
You know that as soon as, and then we'll move to them, as soon as that, you know that as soon as I can, and you guys will probably come with me because that's your heart. I know your heart. That as soon as we can get down to Venezuela and to Victor to see what if there's anything that we can do for the LGBT community there and then on the ground in Venezuela, we'll go.
Exactly.
I mean,
my sister
and family think I'm nuts that I will do this, go into areas that are dangerous. But that's what if we don't share and react
to the churches,
we're not alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
My whole shtick, whatever you call my life, is the art of living. And that is, there's art. There is art in the world that we like. There is art that's beautiful. There is art that's ugly. It all causes a reaction, and our reaction to a situation that lets us know we're alive and how we can share and help others. And
that's completely correct. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's completely correct. If we're not going to be the voice, we can't ask somebody else to speak for us if we're not willing to speak for ourselves. And then we cannot be a real media team or a radio or TV network if we're not covering the real issues that are going on, not only just in our neighborhoods, but all around the world. That's what it's about. If we're to be respected, as even though we're digital, we still have a respect. And guys, if you hear the noise and the knocking, we're in areas that they're rebuilding. So when I say we're okay. in the heart of things, we really are. So,
when you're interviewing, I'm going to mute myself out so I hold up any noise in my house to give you guys as much silence there. So,
well, we're not going to be interviewing live while we're on air right now.
Yeah, we're going to do that on TV.
We're going to capture those and bring it in later.
Now, yeah. I did want everybody to know, I'll break, because I know I've been talking
a long
time. I did get somebody that contacted me. We've got Renaissance tickets. This is Happy St. Patty's Day party. The biggest in the area, and since the girls had to go to Puerto Rico, we're not doing that. Lance and I, Mr. Fashion Consultant himself, we may go Sunday to the St. Patty's Day. It is the biggest St. Patty's Day party in the Tampa Bay area at the Renaissance Festival at Mosey's. And we do have tickets. Anywhere that you see loudmouth radio on the internet, emails, you can get a hold of us. Any place that you see, and Sunny, any place that you see Jazzy, any place that you see Sylvie, get a hold of us, we'll get you tickets. That's it.
Exactly.
I'm good.
And we wanted to plug, too, that Sterling, our plans are to be in the St. Pete area for Renaissance Festival next week. So,
okay, and we'll probably
we'll tell you the date. It may be,
right?
Yeah, it may be Friday. I think our plans as of now is to be there on Friday to go. So we will confirm that, but I'm almost 97% sure. 97% sure that Loudmouth will be on location at the Renaissance Festival next Friday. So we would love to have our listeners come out and be a part, take pictures and post and eat a turkey leg. Let's have as many people come out as possible. Soon as we confirm that other 3%, and we'll all go get turkey legs and take pictures and post it on our website. That will be absolutely so much fun.
Only one of the people that have gotten tickets from us has brought me back. And want to know what happened, Jack? Did I tell you about the one lady that had got tickets from us and then gone? Did I tell you what she did with the turkey legs and she brought me back?
You did, yes.
She took a bite
out
of it on the way home.
Yes, you did. You did say that.
I got a turkey leg minus one big bite out of it.
Listen, those things are so big, we could share with three people and still probably have a little bit left.
She said, what?
Have a little bit left.
They all were in the car. They were all in the car, and she said, it would just smell so good.
Okay.
I couldn't help.
So, yeah, we will update.
You know what? I
want
to say this, too. I'm sorry. I want to say this too, Sterling, that you brought up the water. Will and Jaden Smith, I want to give them big kudos. Their company, which is called Just, donated so they just created a whole filtering system for the Flint, Michigan area because their school's water and the city water is undrinkable. It's not drinkable again. They had already donated like 9,200 bottles to Flint. But then they went even further into investing and putting a water system. I believe it's like a portable water system, into the Flint area, which is just absolutely amazing. And they're calling it a water bottle.
It's so amazing.
So it's a mobile water system.
But you know how I feel? You know, hey, and I got no responses. I want you to know, Jazzy, and I don't know if Sunny got anything, but I got no responses on a white family respected. No responses.
I got zero. I got zero.
Right.
And
we're still working on that.
We had two people that reached out and said the show was absolutely great. They had no responses. And I know somewhere in the world there is somebody can point to. But just like we're getting ready to discuss after the break, the scandal with the school, it shows a lot of times that people sometimes that we, excuse me, I don't know what happened to me, people that we sometimes respect have those hidden doors. And, I mean, we all have things in our closet that we're like, man, I wish we hadn't done that. But when you have a scandal so bad that it affects education or somebody's livelihood or somebody's job, or it is ridiculous. And so, no, we did not get anybody so far. And I know that I personally have had that conversation, and nobody can give you a quick answer. That's a sad situation.
No, because, it's so sad. I mean, it goes everything from where they'll, I mean, like I said, I have to bring up the Kennedys. You know, everybody, I mean, I've had several bring up the Kennedys, but then we get off on the scandals and, you know, Marilyn Monroe and,
exactly,
you know, the father was a bootlegger and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie was,
mm-hmm,
you know, Jackie ran off with Onassis, and, you know, we know all the gossip, okay, about them, you know. So it becomes to, like you said, that's why normally I try to tell my dirty laundry before everybody else sees me hanging it out.
Amen. Let me tell on me before you tell on me, so I can tell you before it's
well, because
it's
you know, if you live a life, and I will tell you, I'm an artist and an adventurer, and I'm happy to be both. And I try to be a good man. I do try to be a good man. But I am not perfect. There's only been one perfect person that walked on this earth that we know of. And I don't personally know that he was here, but I have to have faith, you know.
Yes.
Well, that's what it's about. It's about faith. But
mm-hmm.
I do not try to claim that I am perfect.
Exactly.
I am an imperfect person trying to make a life for myself that's going to be imperfect. We know already that it's going to be imperfect. But we can try to be the best people we can be. And I'm willing to tell you that I've made mistakes, or the challenges that I've encountered, because maybe mine, and I know you girls do the same thing, maybe my challenges will help somebody else surmount their challenges.
That's it. Because you know what? My mistake or my bad choice, definitely, if you pay attention to it, you can avoid the pitfalls that I've made and the cow dung that I've had to dig myself out of, you know, and still coming out of. And you know what? Here's the thing. Daily, we will make choices and we will make errors, because one thing I love that my mother taught me, you know, you always have little snippets and little golden nuggets that you learn along the way, and hopefully your parents were some of the first people to instill those in you. And my mother said to me one day, as long as the world has a pencil, as long as they're in production, we need to take a full understanding of what a pencil does. It writes, it makes mistakes, and then it erases the mistake and it starts over. So we are human, and we are subject to error. We will make mistakes. It's going to happen over and over and over again. The hope
That's
and the
right.
prayer is that we will learn from the mistake we made the last time, and we will continue to practice. And like you said, Sterling, we will not just talk the talk, but we'll walk the walk, and we will do better so that we can be better for our local and global community. And so you're right, but it does have to come to a point when we see, hey, I shoulda, coulda, woulda in that space, and so next time it comes around, I'll do better, because when I know better, I do better. That's just, you know, we could almost end the show on that, but we got some cute things to talk about, and we have some other information that we want to bring to the table. So right here, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
On our continued supporters. And guys, you know what? We open the door for more media partners, but we are so grateful for the ones that you keep hearing. Those are the ones that keep supporting, and so we keep saluting them on our weekly shows. So stay tuned. I hope you already have your coffee or your tea.
And we will be in Tampa Bay. Sunny and I and Jazzy will be in. Real quick plug for us. Sunny,
yes.
Jazzy, and I will be in the Tampa Bay area, like they said, next week. And we will talk to anybody that would like to advertise and work with us as sponsors.
Yes.
We're so lucky. We're so happy that one of our big sponsors has always been the Renaissance Festival. And you can see how much we promote it and try to be involved with it. And we would love to promote anybody's business. We would love. And
exactly.
There's so many businesses in the Bay Area. So they'll be here with me. I mean, I'm here as much as I can, but we would meet with anybody to have Sunny explain the Loudmouth radio network.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family. We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com.
Bad credit card guru, it's tax time. Make sure you make your call today to get a brand new vehicle, 470-272-9926. Bad credit card guru can help you no matter what your credit situation. Divorce, bankruptcy, recent repossession, not a problem. Don't let your credit stop you from getting a new car. Bad credit card guru is your contact. Opportunity to get back on track. 470-272-9926.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Recent auto accident, back pain, neck pain, stress, headache? Ewing Chiropractic can help. Here at Ewing Chiropractic, our office utilizes an approach of pain relief measures for the treatment of auto accidents, slip and fall, sport, and on-the-job injuries, as well as acute and chronic pain. We can be reached at 678-586-3592 and located at 5459 North Henry Boulevard, TC in Stockbridge, Georgia. Healing the injured one spine at a time, we can be reached at ewingchiropractic.com.
We're back.
I'm here.
Music in the background. We're back. We're back. Music in the background. Okay. Can I say something really quickly? Can I say, what did you say about our credit card guru? Tell me one more time.
So Miss Jazzy, I wanted to know, how is our workout going with you're on the road so much? How are you holding up with
So I had just a tad bit of yoga this morning. Because we've been here in Puerto Rico, we have you know, I also have fibromyalgia, so me walking long distances is not always guaranteed. But I am very proud of myself that I was able to walk a lot more than normal yesterday, and I did just a tiny, tiny yoga workout this morning, but little bit of pain, but not a lot. So, but I am still committed to my workout because really and truly, I have started to love yoga. Like, dang, I should have been doing this a long time ago. So thank you, Sterling, for asking about that because I really want to stay in the best health care space as possible because it has been a rough last few years. I know stress always causes fibromyalgia to just, well, any condition. It brings on conditions and it definitely exasperates other conditions and makes it worse. So I have really had a good experience for the last 2 days. We're only here doing a 2-day coverage, but I'm resting up. I'm going to do the beach. We've got to do some more interviews. Actually, right after we get off the show, we have some interviews set up. And so we're going to do some video capture and some footage. And then I'm going to rest, but I'm going to go dancing tonight. So that's going to be a bigger workout for me. So at least if I can, my goal is to do 4 salsa dances. And for most people who are salsa dancers like myself and instruct and teach, that's nothing. But for me, who has not been able to do that on a regular basis, that's a big deal. So I'm counting on my body to be kind to me and work out tonight and dance at least 4 times because it's a Salsa Congress going on here in Puerto Rico. We came at the right time, didn't even know what was happening. But when we have opportunities to do our work with Outmouth Radio Network, we definitely, and Loudmouth TV, we definitely want to just go and capture it because we had a really good opportunity to get some things done. But the workout definitely has to stay in place, which is really challenging. And for me, mostly, is what can I eat when I go to certain places. It's not even so much the workout. It's what am I going to eat and how am I going to eat it because I don't eat a whole lot of things. So, Sterling, thanks a lot.
Yes, she is a
delightful
eater, right?
Yeah, I really am. So we definitely, earlier part of the year, had Darlene. Well, what's the name of Darlene's studio in Macon, Georgia?
La Cellule Sleek. La Cellule Sleek.
Yes, and she is.
You know, I've been trying to
we
got to
send you her picture. Don't mess up her thing. She is fabulous. When I tell you, she looks amazing. So her body.
And we still got to see her.
Yeah, we have to go see her, but she really was inspiring. And then my sister, or our sister, who also has fibromyalgia in St. Pete area, Andy, and Fonda, and Virginia, and Anana, let me put it those way. They were my inspirations to say, Jasmine, you can do this. If they have similar or the same type of things that you're going through, and they are pushing through carefully, with direction and with trainers, then I can do it. So I'm encouraging everybody to get on the bandwagon. And you can even post your pictures to Loudmouth Radio and let us know, hey, here's my workout, here's my plan. And let's just all encourage each other to better health. I know, Sterling, you just lost a lot of weight, and I'm paying attention to your health as well.
Well, I'm at about 28 pounds and holding. I am at that. I'm having that little bit of a roadblock, and I'm really trying between. And it's really like, you know what I'm using? You're gonna laugh. You may have seen those containers advertised on TV that are different portion controls.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna laugh. Those things are wonderful.
Okay, so I didn't buy those, but I'll tell you what I got, okay? And then you'll probably giggle about this. So I made my own idea up from those. So I'm using the tops of the laundry detergent that you measure, the measuring cup.
That's perfect.
And that's my portion, like the one that's like the one that's like a bigger one, that's almost like maybe a half cup, that's my dinner. Like, I would say that in reality, this is probably a half cup. I've never actually gone to see
that
what it's actually.
So
and,
much sense. So ingenious.
And then the other one reusable. That I have, the ones that you can buy for like $250, the bottle size, that's probably off of the bigger sizes, you know, the one that's like half cup. And then I bought, you know, the smaller one, and I took the lid of that. And those, that's, and I'm using those, and I've, like I told you, I've dropped 30, you know, almost 30 pounds. And the big thing that I'm trying, and you know this, I do not want to have the sagging skin.
I'm trying to tone up
at the same time. So when I say that I've dropped 28 pounds, is I'm not right now. I mean, I have a little bit of. You can tell that I'm working out, but you can tell that I'm trying to do it and take my weight down and keep my skin. I'm, you know, rubbing coconut oil, laying in the sun, working out, drinking water. It's a whole. You've got to change your lifestyle.
That's it.
It really is a lifestyle change. It's a conscious lifestyle change.
And so that's why I said that if I'm going to stop eating certain foods, and I'm allowed to eat chicken, I'm allowed to eat this, and it's about portion control. I decided that I needed little containers in my head that I could look at and know that if I'm going to have my Cheerio oat crunch with, you know, with almond milk, and I can stick
mm-hmm.
that in that little
mm-hmm.
cup, and I know that
then
it's
it would
okay.
work.
And that's enough, and there's enough nutrition and stuff that it's just getting that in my head that's all I need. That is what
that
I really
sense.
Need.
That makes
and
sense. Well, we encourage everybody to continue to working out with us, eating
absolutely.
Better, drinking your water, and just being a healthier you, because you know what? We only have 1 second. Literally, we don't have, you know, it's day by day. We have 1 second, and every second counts, and what we're doing in those seconds matter. That doesn't mean, now, I'm the type of person, when I slow down on eating certain things, I'm not okay. You can't eat that. What are you eating that for? Why? Because I don't want to shame myself, and nor am I going to shame somebody else into what they eat. And I think that's how we get really discouraged. Oh, Sterling, I heard you were working out and cutting back, and so I saw you eating a piece of cake. Now I'm going to shame you into that, make you feel guilty. And what a lot of times will happen, especially with women, is that then we will turn around and feel so depressed about eating that cake that now we go eat another piece of cake in the depression, and it becomes a guilty eating habit. We have to be very cautious
oh my
about
God,
how
yes.
to do that. So I'm not that person, but I am making conscious effort to not eat after certain hours if possible. And you know what, every night and even in the morning.
The girl
I'm
said,
Lee Powell
can talk to me sometimes.
I try to talk to
you
a little bit.
I tell you. It is when you get to be 39 plus, as I am.
Yes.
Okay.
As you are,
okay.
My love.
When you get to be 39 plus, a few added months on there, it is not as easy to run outside here and
okay.
say, "Oh, let me run around the block." Well, I can't
mm-hmm.
run around.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I will let you know that now that I'm down the 20 plus pounds, heading at 30, is I'm not, and I realize that I'm really okay. That if I just keep at this, that I can have a decent health. I can have a decent and healthy body. And I mean, I visually want to look good. Yes, a lot of this is about vanity, but most importantly, and that's what we're trying to get across, it
right.
is about
exactly.
health.
It
you
definitely
know,
is. It definitely is.
You know, what motivates us is often our vanity. So I'm not going to tell you that this isn't motivated by vanity. It is. But it
right.
also is,
I agree.
It is also when you're at that crunch period and it's hard to get to the next crunch level, it's about
mm-hmm.
your health. It is about your
that's
health.
True.
And when
on that health note. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sarah.
No, go ahead. I just think that people have to know this is not, it's just like opening a business, you know. All these people, I'm in the middle of doing, you know, the new business and the tour agency with Alicia. Her and I are opening, you know, the Adventures by Sterling and AS travel services. And it's not something that's going to be, when I tell you that we're doing it, when this company is actually in full swing, it's probably going to be a year or two from now. When you're trying to do something, either change your health, change your lifestyle, change, you know, open a business, we are so used to, in today's society, walking up to the counter at a fast food restaurant. Well, most of them aren't that fast anymore, but they But we're used to seeing changes on the internet.
Quick.
Everything, we're used to accessing things on the internet quickly. We're used to getting our way quickly on in restaurants and stuff. We hope. But those things don't happen when you're trying to change your body, change your mindset to move forward with your life. And like you said,
right. And when you're traveling, you got to put a conscious effort into it too, Sterling.
Shaming somebody into losing 30 pounds is not going to do it. You're not going to do it.
No.
Yeah, you can't
not
yell
at all.
You can't yell at a kid that is in your household. One of the things that cracks me up, and I'm not going to, I know here's already. I have a friend that shames their kid all the time about being fat. They literally say that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
buys the groceries.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what? I ain't going to lie. My wife be telling me sometimes you get in a habit of doing things. Like, I know my wife loves coconut. She loves chocolate. And I ain't going to lie. Sterling, when I tell you, she's been so dedicated. I'm so proud of her. She's been doing yoga and stuff like that. And out of habit, I stopped and got gas the other night, and I was trying to meet her, and she was at Walmart. She forgot all about me and just started leaving. But I went in Walmart, and then I got some gas, and then the people at the counter, they tried to lure me because it was like 2-for-1 chocolate. And I picked up the chocolate, and I was like, you know, I'm going to get Jazzy the almond joy because I know she likes this coconut chocolate. And then when I got in the car with her, when I got home, and she started talking about her yoga and how she's a – and when I tell you so, I felt so bad. Do you know I stuck that candy and kept it in my bag, and I just didn't say nothing for like 2 days? And then Jazzy and I was traveling for a funeral the other day, and we didn't have any snacks.
On the plane.
And
but
she
I'm
pulled
proud
up
that
this, she pulled
of
up
that.
This almond
she
joy.
Of that.
Oh my gosh!
No, but
she
that's exactly
up
is that
on
not
the
exactly? Is but is that not
so
exactly? You know, and it can be a treat.
Even then, yes,
it can be a treat. It's not like sure. You know. One of the things that I've said and I miss, and you know this, is my turkey leg is going to be a treat. For me, I will tell you, by the time that we get down to next week, I should be at 30, 32, 33, 30. I'm hoping I would be at close to 35 pounds, let me tell you. But if I'm below 30, if I'm above 30, like 32, I'll be happy when we go to the Renaissance Fair, and I will treat myself to a turkey leg.
Exactly,
you know,
let me interrupt our conversation just for a second because what I wanted to say, it's on the same line, but it's talking about people who drink. Now, I'm not an alcoholic drinker, but I do know that alcohol, if you're only drinking alcohol, a lot of times you lose weight, but it's not a healthy weight that you lose by drinking too much alcohol. But I just want to say that on today's show that I have some funny stories, and I know we don't have long on the show, but I have some funny stories because our show can get heavy. We talk about some heavy things that are really important, but I wanted to bring up funny things that are going on around the world. So in talking about things that you might want to cut out, this particular woman should have cut out her alcohol drinking or at least cut back, because she got so drunk that she hit a tree, and the tree ended up in the front hood of her car. And she just decided, well, you know, I'm just going to go no home. So she's driving around town with a tree stuck in the front of her car and thought somehow she was not going to get pulled over for a DUI. So you might just want to cut back on that. Not shaming you, girl. Not shaming you. Just saying you might want to rethink.
You got a whole tree. Like a hood on her car.
Yeah, and driving around and wonder, hey, but why am I getting the DUI? Ma'am, you have a palm tree stuck in the front of your car. Just saying. Other funny thing I wanted to say is,
you should have had a DUI with a tree.
Oh my God. The other funny thing I wanted to say is, did we pay attention in our world news where the Irish prime minister got an opportunity to meet Mike Pence and his wife, and he introduced, politely as he should, his boyfriend to Mike Pence. Oh my God, hilarious.
I think they just got married, honey.
Yes,
he did.
Baby.
I know Mike Pence was like a real dude.
Oh my God. And for those of you that don't know, Mike Pence and his wife are, quote unquote, somebody told me one time they didn't understand, quote, I forgot what country this young lady was from. She didn't understand when we did the little quotation marks in the air with our fingers. And so the way she understood it is this. She says, you know, inside the quotation marks, Mike Pence and his wife are devout, very stern Christians. Now, I'm not saying that in a mocking way, because I am a firm believer in whatever it is that you believe. If that's what you believe, it's what you believe. But that belief does not always have to be the right way of thinking in the line of loving godliness. Let me put it that way. So they are Christians that believe that homosexuality is a sin and that all of us should burn in hell and die, and that, some other very hard.
So that had to be a moment. That had to be in a moment.
So the moment they were introduced,
it would have been very exciting, because here is somebody to me. Now, this is interesting, because this prime minister was elected he was elected with no controversy about the election. He is in that office
because his constituents wanted him in there and
what he stood for, along with the fact that he had a partner. I do believe that you're correct that they were married after he was in office. I think they didn't marry before. They may have.
Right.
I know that he's always been public with his sexuality, and they voted him in. Now, the interesting thing, we have a vice president that is under controversy of how he got into office, and he's going to go there all high and mighty, and like I said, I cannot deal with that. See, I can't deal with this two-facedness that America is trotting around the world with right now, because the interesting thing, if you talk to foreign individuals, if you talk to foreign citizens and you're out there, you ask them this, Sonny, while you're there. Because basically, like you said, the Puerto Ricans have this sensibility. They know they're Americans, but they still have a foreign citizen sensibility. Ask them how they're looking at America right now. Ask them what they think of America. Not just about our president, but the whole administration, about, you know, Mitch McConnell, these people that are controlling the mindset that is permeating around the world about us. I mean, because it's that's what we're getting destroyed. What's being destroyed is how, okay, we've already made ourselves unpopular. But at one time, everybody wanted to be here. Everybody wanted to come to the land of opportunity. Now we're at the last stop. Now not only are we unliked, we're really disliked. So, I mean, I would like to hear what the average Joe in Puerto Rico, that's like the closest thing to an American foreign citizen that you're going to get. To see how they I can tell you what they think about. I can tell you what they think about us in Colombia, and that's a whole other show.
Oh my goodness!
You know.
It's something.
You know,
it's something.
And they,
I thought that was so funny.
And they love America. There's a part. Don't forget, there's a part of them that loves the dream, just like we love the dream. They love the dream too. You know, but when you ask. But when you ask them about the reality of where we are today, it's not the dream. And they know, and, yes. And people know that out there. What we're for, when I sit at, okay, the interesting thing is that I have a pool where I live at. It's a, you know, it's a common pool for the area, my neighborhood, my park. And to go in there and talk about Colombia and Cuba, the fact that I have like hot topic, I mean, a hot spot that that I like, raises a whole other level to the group of people at the pool.
That's right.
And they, and then you know, God forbid, and goodness, like please bless me when I go to the church today, is that I mention racism. I add racism, and I invite them all. That, you know, that I have to tell you. You know, if you see people online with you, Sonny, I mean, we have a following inside of my neighborhood here. And it's interesting because they'll tell me, oh, the show, like you said, Jazzy, you have people say, oh, the show was great last week, you know, da-da-da-da, or yesterday's show was wonderful. Or if I, you know, and they have. But it's very interesting to hear how they view themselves. They don't think anything's the matter with.
Yeah.
They don't think anything's
the
matter with.
What you said, though, is what we continue to say. If you're not conscious that something's wrong with the way you live,
you're not going to think
or think or do. And I don't mean, again, we're not talking about you're not talking about the snobbish consciousness. If you're unconscious to who, how, why, what, where, you're not going to think something's wrong because you've never had the attention brought to you that it should be changed. So here lies the error. Once you find out, like, okay, prime example, here's a simple one. You know, when you go in the bathroom, you step on tissue, you have no consciousness that you have tissue stuck on your shoe. You're walking around after you wash your hands, hopefully, come out, and you're going on about your day. You're walking around so unaware that you look like a dummy with tissue stuck to your shoe. Until somebody finally has the courage
brings it to your
say,
attention.
Sweetheart, you have tissue stuck on your shoe, and you go, oh, my God, thanks. Nobody told me. Nobody made me aware that I looked this crazy, sounded this crazy, felt this crazy, whatever the situation is. Once you find out, it is then up to you to make the choice. Do I want to continue to look crazy, sound crazy, be crazy, and walk around with the tissue on my shoe, or am I going to do something about it? That is the perfect example. Thank you, God, for giving me that little example, because that's really what life is about.
You know, and Jazzy, I have to say, I mean, you have a fan following of your voice and your sensibility. I mean, because they'll bring you up specifically your sensibility and what you say, and you should be glad that when you get those little tidbits, because those are Jazzy's aha moments.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
But
that's what we should be. Yeah, that's how we all should be. We should hope that someone would say to us in a way that is caring, hey, Sterling, you got tissue on your shoe. And then by me sharing that love and concern for you, is to say to you, okay, let's fix that, because you don't look as good with that. You don't sound as good when you're throwing out racial slurs. You don't sound intelligent when you're cursing somebody out because they cut
exactly.
you off. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? And that does not mean that we don't do it. It simply means that we just have to be conscious after we have been in an unconscious state. You know what I'm saying?
And this is what, remember when I had the issue recently with my friend's new acquaintance?
Right,
And I asked you girls about, like you said, for me to not only talk but walk it. Is that if they changed after, in a sense, my saying something and showing to me that they had done two racist comments and I was not going to stand around for the third without saying something. And I will have to tell you that at this moment they're not together, and I kind of was right. Okay, but that doesn't make the fact that I learned from that. I want you to know that I had it. The good thing about this is that it opened my eyes for me to not only talk, but walk the talk that
I love
what I'm trying. So it made me aware that I needed my eyes open to my own racism, my own thoughts of it. And which we do. It's the thing that I love about being here with you two, and I hope the same thing goes back to you, is I feel
I'm
growing with you guys. I grow with you
for
every week.
Yeah, for sure. We say the same thing, like, wow, you bring so much to the table. And we've said that actually, Sterling, you know, since we met you day one. For those of you that don't know, we said it before, but, you know, we met Sterling in church in St. Petersburg, and it was just one of those things that if we didn't get, of course, we got great things from Pastor Candace at the church, and we got great experiences, you know, welcomes and just loved on so beautifully, but we got you, and that was to me, the God in you and the humanity and the fun and the joy in you is what brought us together to be able to all co-host and be a part of this network. And we thank Senate so much for being a great producer and allowing us to have this platform. But
we're just, it's like I said about the red table and that we need a white table. No, we can't get a white table. We have to have a checkerboard or something or a rainbow, you know. But
we have to have a rainbow
or a
table.
You know what kind of table would be great? You know what kind of, we were sitting at a table, a mosaic. Because that's really what we're all like, is a huge mosaic.
I know, right?
But,
Babe, what do you say? Like,
you know,
I love the mosaic table.
Yes.
You know, because we really, you know, but I feel like I grow. And the interesting thing, that's why I said, when you get the feedback from your listeners, when I go to the pool and they mention what we're talking about, I find it interesting. Because it's a whole, you know, you get a 78-year-old Chicago white woman's view of what she's heard out of your mouth, Jazzy. That's interesting. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so appreciative. You know, we really do have some great listeners. And we have great listeners that listen to us live. But we also have a really huge following that archives the show because, you know, we have special editions. We do have different times that we come on it. And, you know, we're getting more consistent with time, but we do want everybody to know that this is a platform that allows us to travel, to go on location, to have special editions. So a lot of times what we have found is having the versatility of having different timing and then allowing you to go back and archive the show has worked for us. And so we really, honestly, we do not take it lightly at all. For anybody that takes the time out to really be a follower, to be a supporter, to be a listener, to interject is amazing because, again, we're 6 years new, and even though we're becoming seasoned, it's still new. And so to have continuous followers and new followers is just a blessing. It's amazing to to have this platform and for us to be able to kind of bring you things that we find important to us, at least most everything that we talk about if we're passionate about, because we believe in the content that we're bringing, even the fun that we're bringing, because you have to stop and laugh. You have to. Again, we have a lot of heavy topics because our world can be very heavy, but at some point you have to talk about, you know, the cat that takes the towels and throws on the floor and thinks that that's hilarious, or smacks the dog. It's just like, you know, it's everything. It's everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
right?
And by the way, if anybody, can I just throw this in there? If anybody has a full-blooded black schnauzer that's no more than, like, 13 pounds, you need to reach
out to us.
Oh,
Lord, I think we need to go to a commercial break.
Somebody just let me know.
No, commercial break. Look, Sterling, no, commercial break. Hey, y'all, real quick, I want to touch on something real quick. Our third topic of today, we touched on the Flint water, Venezuela, and the college exam cheating scandal. I wanted to kind of touch on that real quick because that has been heating up a lot of media outlets.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a big conversation that is just like, really, that's how we're going to do? So, yeah. So that's been a three, 4 days of unraveling.
The yellow prince in Wake Forest room. That's just how we're going to do with the white elephant, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. So the College Board and the ACT, that they administer the SAT and the ACT, saying they're going to hold people who facilitated cheating on these exams accountable, right? Now, how I don't even understand how all of that kind of just went up under the wayside. And my thing is, like, how did this leak out at this point? On top of that, now there's a class action lawsuit that has been filed against 8 universities in connection: Yale University, University of Southern California, Stanford University, UCLA, the University of San Diego, the University of Texas, Wake Forest, and Georgetown. And the federal prosecutor said that these schools have now become victims of this scam. And you got major business and legal executives that are being arrested and being snatched federal criminal charges against them. Go ahead, Sterling. You was going to say something.
Well, I mean, I've had a brain fart, so I don't know. I can't remember what I was actually.
I love it. Well, I wanted to say, Fanny, when you said I don't even know how this kind of, you know, came to surface, there's a song that says, "I always feel like somebody's watching me." That's the lyric. You know, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Listen, what we do, you guys, and I think every one of our grandparents or our aunties or mom and dad or somebody has said, what you do in the dark is coming to the light. And though it may tarry, it may take a long time, it's coming to the light. So it is imperative that we live our best lives all the time. And when we make this mistake, it is like Sterling said in the beginning, hey, this is me, Sterling, this is me, Jazzy, this is me, Sunny. I made the mistake,
wow.
I made the error. And sometimes we don't always have to bring it to someone's attention, but let's correct things as quickly as possible. We are an education country, okay? And most nations
right.
are even more,
which,
more other,
which,
more other
which,
places
in
are more
our
so,
country.
U.S. has all of these, you know, prestigious schools that people cannot get into, and they keep those at bay for those that are quote-unquote wealthy and the smartest and the elite. And then you find out, oh,
it's
by the way, you were dumb. You had no intelligence to make it in according to their standards. And you kept so many people that were disenfranchised from economical statuses and affluent because you paid for them to get in. Now, most of us have always known this before. This to come out the way that it's coming out and people actually to be arrested for it is just like.
We're talking federal. And check this out. The scheme began in 2011 and was centered around the owner of a company that was a for-profit Newport Beach College Admissions Company, which I'm pretty sure this is Newport Beach, California. Their wealthy parents paid to help their children cheat on college entrance exams and falsify athletic records of students to enable them to secure admission to elite schools. Now, the person, Singer, owns the admission company called the Edge College and Career Network, was charged with money laundering, obstruction of justice, racketeering, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Singer cooperated with authorities and pled guilty to the charges in Boston on Tuesday afternoon. And they say now, this is not the first time that some of these universities have been ensnared in cheating scandals involving privileged students, right? So
it's been going on for such
a very long time. Yeah, but I think that our country needs to move to make education available to its citizens.
That's one of the things I got to tell you.
I love France. In so many other countries. When I was living in Europe and playing pro basketball, I was able to enroll into the university. Their healthcare systems, their education systems, they care about their citizens.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we're
supposed
to be
they
the country of opportunity.
Man. Yeah, they have
they want
things
you to stay
place.
Sick.
At
they
this...
want you to be dumb, or you got to pay to play.
Yes.
You got to play to play. You got to play
yes.
to stay healthy. You got to play to get educated. And if
it.
You don't have those means, they all will.
Then you don't have the
you know?
Care. But see, you know what I think, and I
exactly.
said this on our show, and I will continue to say it. I think we should be like other countries that give you free education, and you then in turn have to work for 1 to 2 years for that free education
right.
for the state or for the country. In other words, you join the military,
do that.
You work for the hospital, you work for the fire department, something
yes.
in service.
Something.
Because now the
I'll
country has allowed you to have your education for free. It's so simple. We can do so
exactly.
many things so much
How about
more
we do
simply,
that? I think we should charge
for
it and I give them my $100,000 I got. On my, they can have my $100,000 back. Because I don't really want
they
it.
They can have your $100,000 back and then you can work in marketing for the
loan.
State or for the – I love it.
I love it.
Let's put that out there. But you know what, guys, this is important why we should talk about these things, because maybe we'll come up with an idea, maybe we'll come up with an idea that somebody can hear and say, you know what, let's bring that to town hall meeting. Let's bring that to the House of Representatives. Let's bring that to Senate. Let's bring that before our leaders, you know, that we are putting in office for you to make the changes, because if we don't make the changes, I'm telling you, our country.
Oh yeah, because this is a big election year.
Listen, we're gonna continue
right.
to have spies come in. Do you know Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp shut all the way down? Hello, are we not paying attention? Are we not paying attention?
I'm gonna
attention?
Tell you, the hack. That was a hack. And I think, like before. A couple years ago, I think we was hacked and played around with because we're going into a big election year, and I'm saying it, and I believe that, you know, they said that Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp did not declare it as a hack, but to be down
mm-hmm.
for 10 to 14 hours, that was a major.
Yeah, they said they don't know what happened.
Yeah, that was a major
downturn.
Let me
tell you why they don't know what happened. I'm going to tell you why they don't know what happened, because their parents paid for them to get in college. That's why. And they really are not smart enough to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
That's why they don't know what happened. You know, Mark, he dropped out of school. He can't figure this thing out.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not going to keep doing this.
It does amaze me that we almost bankrupt our children and ourselves to go to school here. And then these other countries can educate, and they're further ahead of us.
Oh,
with
my
the
God,
education,
exactly.
With
exactly.
the education of their citizens and their health care. You know, but we...
And their health care.
But don't forget, we have the biggest guns. We got the best guns.
Oh, my God, we have...
We got the best guns
that you can get forever.
Right on the street, on the corner, any day, any time of the week.
And now you can buy it on, and then they have the audacity to wonder why these other countries look at us and they're violent. you know, that they have violence in their streets that we encourage
and
we
quit to
you know,
call somebody else a terrorist. Yeah, and we quit to call somebody else a terrorist now.
But you know,
and most of these other countries do not even have the high regard of gun issues that we do. Nowhere near per capita of issues.
It's so crazy. Yeah,
it is
crazy. You know what? I want to say something. I want to honor a young lady today. She didn't know I was going to do this. Matter of fact, I didn't know I was going to do this. But on the conversation of guns, it reminded me of a conversation that I had with a young teenager yesterday that we met in the airport. Her name is Atlantis, and she's beautiful. She's so intelligent. She's so smart. And she's in high school, doing wonderful, very mannerable. She's still a young lady. She's not trying to be, you know, a 28-year-old. She's a young, responsible, young teenager. And she said to me, she was telling me things that were going on in school, and she said, you know, Miss Jazzy, I have friends that are a lot older than me. And a lot of times people look at it like, you know, she has male and female friends that are older than her. And she said a lot of times people will say, like, she has a boyfriend or whatever. She said, but they're really like my brothers, and we're very close. She said, but I think differently than people that are my age. She said, because I don't understand people coming to school and saying stupid stuff that makes no sense. That's not going to further their lives or going to enhance their lives. And she's 16. She's 16 years old. And one of the stories that she was telling me is how gang members are in her school. And so some of them are really, you know, Crips and Bloods, specifically gang members, known, well-known gang members. And then other ones are wannabe gang members that just feel like it's cool to walk around and say, yeah, you know, I've done this or I've done that, only to find out that they're, she calls them wannabe gang members, only to find out that they're not. And then they're confronted by the gang members like, keep talking and I'm going to kill you. And she said, it's so sad to me because it's a lot of people who I know who brag about, like she said, she's from Detroit, and she said she'll have people from Detroit or Chicago or New York or other cities. And one of the things that they brag about is whose city and whose state has the most killings. And I was like, are you serious? She said, yeah. They'll be like,
it's
oh, where
sad.
You from? I'm from Detroit. Oh yeah, y'all count ain't up. You know, the slang that they use. Oh, y'all count ain't up. I said, what does that mean? She said, oh, that means that they haven't killed as many people as, let's say, Chicago. Or yeah, well, we kill more people in Chicago than Detroit. It is so sad when we feel like when our teenagers are talking more about gun specifically killing in the United States than they're talking about fun or education. It's sad, but I want to give kudos to her.
Yeah, it is.
Because she says, I try to talk to these young men. She said, I can't do anything about the real gang members. She said, but the wannabes I try to talk to and tell them, listen, don't get caught up, girl. I was so proud of this young lady. I felt like a real auntie. I was just so impressed. One, that she's talking to this 51-year-old lady, and we are having this intelligent conversation, and she's listening, and we're interjecting different thought processes. I was just really proud of her. Her mother, April, has done an amazing job, and her dad as well, has done an amazing job at raising this young lady, but her consciousness and her intellect was just absolutely incredible. But she really brought some things to the table for me that I had no clue. If I heard some kids talking about certain things, I would have had no clue. So she educated me on that, and something that I definitely wanted to help show about, because we need to know what our kids are thinking and what they find important. And it's just sad that that group, that specific group, now mind you, this is not just black kids or white kids, or this was a whole, and let me just say, the area that she's in is a predominantly Caucasian area. So this is not just a black kid, and I didn't even mention whether she was black or white, but I want to put it out there because a lot of times people will follow what TV says, oh, it's only the black kids killing the black. No, it's killing, period. And it should not be that our young children, their conversation and or their concern is about who's going to shoot the most in their state or in their school.
You're right.
Crazy.
So let's continue to pray for our kids, but also let's continue to lift up really smart and intelligent and very forward-thinking young ladies like Miss Atlantis. She's so beautiful and just as beautiful as her name. So that's my end of my story for today, and we are going to go out in this beautiful weather and continue to do beautiful work and just a tiny tad of play, and we will send you pictures. Don't forget also that we do still have tickets for the Renaissance Festival. You can get those from Sterling, and as he stated before, go on to any one of our pages.
Turkey Leg.
And you'll be able. Yes, and so we
exactly.
97%.
The strange thing is that we have more. I'm actually surprised that I have the amount of tickets. When you guys, I think part of it, I was holding so many for you guys to arrive down here, and I need to do that number so that we don't want to get to the end of this month. Because they are holding a special. Now, I did tell you girls about eggs and kegs, didn't I, that they have an extra week going on for Easter? Have we talked about that?
Oh, that's cool. I think
it's
you did mention something that was going on
more,
for Easter.
It's a little more expensive. I think it's $40. That's because you get all the beer you can drink.
Ah, okay. Well, I know that Spring Break is going into Easter in some markets.
And it's April. I think it's April
the
6th.
That's cute.
Eggs and
cakes. Yeah, that's going into the weekend of Easter.
But let me ask one little thing before we go. I think that we have somebody in queue from St. because they were getting a hold of me. Do you have somebody on queue?
Oh, yeah, we've had a few people that are just listening, so I didn't know if they wanted to really say anything because they hadn't pressed the one keypad. I think
they hadn't hit the
listening.
One. We need to tell them about hitting the one. We need to tell them then about hitting the one.
Yeah, we were kind of captivated. So we got a listener that wants to speak, and we're going to let this caller tell us the name of where they're calling from. We're going to give them a few minutes, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up for today. Welcome to Loud Mouth Radio.
Hi. Hi, ladies. Hi, Sterling.
Hi,
Mary. Hi, I'm Eden. And remind me really quick, am I allowed to curse on here? Am I allowed to curse on here or no?
Yes.
I had to remember because it's been a minute. I was calling because I heard your beautiful story, and you're right. We have to nurture those young people. I was calling in regards to the scandal of the moment because I am
up in arms
about the whole thing. And I have a 7-year-old, okay, that will be looking at colleges in 10 years. And, you know, I watched the movie The Blind Side. I know stuff goes on, but not like this. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So I can't believe it. I just can't.
Okay.
And why is William H. Macy not involved? Why is Willis E. Huffman getting charged and her husband isn't?
That's what I was
thinking. That is a little bit dirty, right? You notice that?
Because you know. Okay. Eden.
Sex is one-sided.
But you know that your husband and Sonny, you and Jazzy are together. And at the moment, I have a long-distance relationship, but you guys share those things with each other. There's no way he doesn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
Oh, no,
I've been married
for 30
years. My husband
would
know. Okay? Yeah.
You know.
So I'm kind of freaked out about that.
And probably a bunch of crocs.
They shared the check. They probably wrote the check together. Come on now. You know it came out of
the
joint account.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. What I'm saying is that, and that is the big thing. You know, everything today is either tracked on through your bank account or they with your credit card, with your debit card.
Exactly.
Or they track you on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, remember, right now, and that's one of the shows that we'll get into shortly. the ladies and I, is about Social Security, and Trump has gave Social Security the right to look through recipients' Facebook. But that's a whole other show.
He playing with a bunch of crap. Yeah, that's another conversation.
Then we need the right to look at his tax return.
Exactly. Yo, I'm so glad. You went immediately when we
take
the show. You went immediately to where we take the show.
You are going to come back on the show. You are coming back on the show when we talk
about
that.
I will come back anytime.
Let me tell you. Because what we're going to talk about is Auntie Maxine bringing up his tax return.
Ethan and I have to give a little disclaimer. Have to give a little disclaimer to the ladies and our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Eden and I have been together. She was my executive assistant for almost a decade, I think, if not a decade. She thinks like me. So I would, if we're talking
about
somebody.
We're long time love, for sure.
Oh,
Sterling is one of my loves.
We definitely have to have you back.
If anybody could put up with me and my shenanigans for 10 years, you know that they have a mindset. Okay, so let me.
Juggle a husband, a baby, and a business.
So I just want to give that because there would be times that we would finish each other's sentence. Because she could literally write a letter for me or get on the phone and be me. Okay, so that's
honey, I could write a tell all.
Well, that's a whole other. That's the future. That's the future. Eden, as long as you do the tell-all while I'm still alive and you share part of the money, okay? Can you do that? You can call it unauthorized, but I'm actually don't reference this show here. But if you hear girls, I'm actually authorizing it at this point, right? You know.
That's hilarious.
Well, thank you so much for your interjection.
I think her husband knows, and you can't tell me we know that there's scandals like this going on over. But I'm surprised that they're involved, and I think it's going to be much bigger than we know already.
I think a lot more people are going to get indicted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was just watching the news, and they've had...
This is only the beginning. You want my prediction? This is why I didn't get into this today, Brooke, a lot. My prediction is this will be almost like the O.J. Simpson case, and it's going to be Trump speaks. He's going to try to distract the whole nation with this and celebrity. It's the perfect distraction for the 2020 election. I think we are just getting into this. I think it's a prelude to a huge scandal that will explode across television and everything and distract us away from the real issues.
That's how they do it.
That's just my little feeling. I'm glad that you brought it up.
Don't even get me started with that man.
Yeah, well, what have you? Like they said, you have to come back, and I've been trying to tell you to call us, but that's more of the story.
I know. I've been a little bit distracted, but I'm finally okay now.
She has the most adorable baby.
My daughter, who's had awful ear infections and such and so forth, and then got the rest of the family sick. So it has not been a fun 3 weeks. But we're all on the mend, so it's fine. We're all better now. We've had many rounds of antibiotics.
Thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Well, thank you for having me, you guys, and I would love to come back anytime. You guys all have a blessed weekend, and definitely I will come back.
Bye, Eden.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Eden.
Yeah,
all right, guys. We are at the end of our concourse today. We are going to just go ahead and make this a continued fantastic Friday, and we are so grateful that you guys have tuned in and listened in to the show. We are always so grateful for our listeners. Make sure you follow us. If you have your iPhones, easily go into your podcast on iTunes on your device, subscribe to our channel. You also can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Loudmouth Radio, and find us on Instagram as well under Loudmouth. And we will continue to bring forth the Freedom Friday conversation. So make sure you tune in as we continue to bring you the news, honey, and the latest and the greatest. Thanks, guys, for being a part of the show. You all have an amazing weekend.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.